Today's share in the Deir Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Yitzhak Shem today will we conclude Simen Reish Nun. We're dealing in this Simen with the halachos of preparing food on Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, how important a mitzvah it is. We'll begin on the very top line over here, even though we actually read this yesterday, but we didn't do the Mishneh Berurahs on it, so we'll repeat it again. And the Mechaber tells us, Yishtado lohochem bi'atzmo shum dovar l'tzarchi Shabbos kidei l'chabdo. Every person, no matter how important they are, as we'll see, no matter how busy they are, every person should try to at least do something, a shum dovar, a little bit. More you do, hareza meshubach, the Rambam says. But a person should try to do at least something to prepare for tzarchi Shabbos in order to honor the Shabbos. And now, the Mechaber gives several examples of what great Amoraim did in the Gemara. Ki Rav Chista, just like Rav Chista, haya mechate chayerek, he would chop up the vegetables to prepare them for Shabbos. He would chop them up very finely. That was his job, to prepare specifically for Shabbos. The Rabbi of Yosef, those two great Amoraim, Homuvakim Eitzim, they would go chop wood so there would be firewood to heat up the house, to heat up the food, to cook before Shabbos. Rav Zeira Hayamad Likoesh, Rav Zeira would go and light the fire. He would specifically go and take that activity upon himself. He himself, even though there would have been plenty of other people that would have been willing to do it for all of these Amoraim, but they themselves did this. For Rav Nachman Oye Masakin Abayis, he would personally clean the house, straighten up the house, umachnis kelim matzrichim l'Shabbos, and bring in all the utensils, any vessels that were needed for Shabbos, umafana klechol, and remove the weekday vessels. So if he took away the weekday silverware, he would put out the Shabbos silverware. He would take away the weekday tablecloth, put out the Shabbos tablecloth, or similar ideas like that. And Mechaber tells us, Umehem Yilmo Ko Odom, from these great Amoraim, every individual has to learn. V'lo Yomar, he shouldn't say, whoa, lo efkom kivodi, I'm not going to go and knock my kavod, I'm not going to do this belittling for me to go and do these menial tasks. Chas v'sholom. Ki zehu kvodo shemechabi de Shabbos. That's the biggest cover, that an important person is taking away time from his important things, even his learning, in order to go and be mechabi de Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos by doing something special for the Shabbos. The Ramah adds over here, Haga v'yesh lahashchiz asakim b'erev Shabbos. Many had the custom specifically to sharpen the knife on Erev Shabbos, so it would cut very well on Shabbos. And again, the idea is, Kizehu mikvod haShabbos shemichin atzmo liachila, that you're doing things over here in order to make the food preparation, the enjoyment of Oinig Shabbos, that much better over here, to specifically do it yourself. Mechin liatzmo liachila, you should do something yourself. And this is brought down by the Ramon in the name of the Kolbo, and the Beis Yosef in the name of the Sefer Chaye Olam. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now we have the Mishneh Berurahs to catch up on. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Gimel explains, every person should do it himself. L'hochem bi'atzmo v'chule. He says, the mitzvahs kibud Shabbos mutal al kol odom. Every person, no exception, has an obligation to do something in order to honor the Shabbos, to be mechabid the Shabbos in some way. It's an individual, personal responsibility that you just can't give away to somebody else to do for you. Ukhidachsiv, as the pasuk says, v'karosol haShabbos oneg likdosh Hashem v'chubad, that you specifically should go and declare the Shabbos a special day to make it into a oneg to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucha. We have a principle over here which is applicable in many, many places. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, v'hu hadin b'chol ha-mitzvos, mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucha. This is a general rule that in general a person should always prefer to do an item himself rather than designate somebody else, albeit it can work via shlichus to be their messenger to do the mitzvah. It's always preferable to do the mitzvah yourself rather than having somebody else do the mitzvah for you. And he says, look further in this ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Yishtado v'chule, so the Chafetz Chaim writes that the Rambam brings down regarding this din, he says, Chayav, the person is obligated to do so. And he writes, Afo Pishoyo Odom Choshu B'Yosir, even though he's a very, very important person. Think Darko Likach Dvorim Min Ashuk, and he normally would never belittle himself, demean himself, and go shopping. He has people doing that. My people do that for me. He would never go and buy stuff in the marketplace. V'lo L'Sasek B'Mlochu Shabbayis, and he doesn't sweep the floors. He has his janitorial staff cleaning the floor for him. He doesn't demean himself by doing these things. The Rambam writes, Chayav lasos dvarim. A rich person, a choshev person, a fancy person is still obligated to do these things. Shehein l'tzarech haShabbos begufo. He himself physically should go and do it. Zehu kivodo. That is kavod for the person as well as for the Shabbos. Dishavut number 23 brings down that the Chazon Ish, Hayamechin ba'atzmo es menorahs haneft l'kovod Shabbos. He would specifically set up the candelabra, the neft inside of it for Shabbos. He continues in the footnote and he writes that even if you're just going to set the table of Chovet Shabbos so the Pele Yoetz brings down, that at least is doing something. So at least set the table for Shabbos if you can't do other things. The issue foot number 15 is an extremely important footnote. I'll read the entire footnote inside. He says, how great it is for a person to do these actions himself. So he brings down from the Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim brings down the following. V'shamati v'shem God Lechon, I heard in the name of a great individual, l'fi ma she'odua me'chazal, sh'mi she'shomer Shabbos b'olam hazeh, that it's well known from Chazal that if somebody is careful in the observance of Shabbos in this world, afilu im chas v'sholem onish gehenem, avur avonosov, that even if such a person is, unfortunately has done some wrong things, he has some transgressions, for which he would be chayiv gehenem, eino nasa shom b'yom ha'Shabbos, he will not be in Gehenna on Shabbos. If you are shomer Shabbos in this world, Hashem will protect you in the future world from all the travails of Gehenna on Shabbos. The next Shabbos man ha'Shabbos, and how does Shabbos start? At what time do we call starting Shabbos that he won't be in Gehenna? Avuro mehazman shehischil b'erev Shabbos asasi b'tzorchi Shabbos, from the moment that you begin your preparations for Shabbos. If you begin your preparations early Friday morning, so then not only on Shabbos, but all of Friday as well, you'll be protected from Gehenna. Umegino loves Chol Shabbos. The Chus of Shabbos will protect you. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he says, "V'siyem shal kain ma'od tzorich lishtad l'binyan tzorchi haShabbos." Therefore, a person should be extremely careful in the performance of things himself for Shabbos. V'yitev lo bazeh ubiva, and this will help him in this world as well as the world to come. And he adds one more thing: Hosif shemizman shematzchil esachonus leShabbos misnotzesus alav kedushas haShabbos. That once you start preparing for Shabbos, at that moment the additional kedusha that is present on Shabbos begins to go upon a person. He adds further from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the next paragraph, and he says, "Shelo dai lasos pula achas shalachon." It's not enough to do one thing. Eliyesh laharbos bepula shalachon. You should do as much as you possibly can. Verakim rotsa lomo Torah or lasos mitzvah acheres. If you're engaged in learning Torah or you're doing some other mitzvah, osho Torah b'malachta, or you're very busy at work. So then, for such a person, dai bepula achas. Then do at least one thing. But at least do one thing. Do more if you can. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, Shiyaseh ba'atzmo shum dover l'tzorcha Shabbos, that which you read, you should do at least something. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and also in the Mishnah Berurah, Shemikom makom tzorich l'sakin eze dover l'chovet Shabbos. No matter how busy you are, you should try to do at least one thing for Shabbos. And he concludes with the Rambam that I alluded to before. He says, v'chol hamarbed b'dover zeh harei zeh meshubach. This is one of those areas where the more you do, the better it is. The issue foot number 18 says, "V'gam im socher es chaveru b'tashlum." If you pay somebody, kideshi asavur es a mitzvah. If somebody you're paying him to do the mitzvah for you, so the steichem it brings down shemikol makom mitzvah bo yosim ibishlucho. Even in that situation where you're paying for it, it's still better for you to do it yourself. And he says, even though yad pol kiyad balabais, even though it works that he's doing it as if you're doing it, nevertheless he brings down, even if a person has avodim to take care of him, yishtadol lahochem biatzmo. You should still try to do something yourself. Back to the Mishnah Berurah now. Kosova Svarim, the Svarim write, Yahara b'tshuva, v'yifashvish b'masa b'chol erev Shabbos. In addition to the preparations for Shabbos, a person should try to meditate and pause and think about how he needs to do tshuva, how he needs to atone for various things that he's done wrong, and to think about his actions and how he can improve them. Yifashvish b'masa. Why? Ki Shabbos mikrei kala malkusa, because the Shabbos is known as the queen, the queen bride. And as if you're going to greet the king when the Shabbos Malka comes. Very poetic language he uses. He says it's not proper, it's not nice to go and accept the Shabbos when you're clothed in all sorts of worn-out rags that are filled with transgressions, the illnesses of transgressions over here. The dirt of the transgressions. Very poetic. Then he says, V'yesh l'fanos kurei akavish. You should go and get rid of the spider webs. In other words, clean up the house, get rid of the dust. Shikorin spin webs, like spider webs. Me'abayis b'erev Shabbos, to clean out the house on Erev Shabbos. He brings us down the name of the El Yerabba. Of course, in Dershu foot number 19, he brings down that on Shabbos, these are mukta, and you shouldn't remove them on Shabbos. In any event, he says, V'kol shekin shetzorich l'chabit abayis me'avak ve'ofer mibod yom. You certainly should go and sweep the house up, get rid of the dust and the dirt that is present there. You should do that before Shabbos starts. In dish foot number 20, he brings down, however, in areas of your house that you're not planning on using on Shabbos, or if you're going away on Shabbos, he brings down from Nissan Karolis, there's not a separate independent mitzvah to go and clean those areas that you're not going to need for Shabbos. So you don't have to go clean rooms that you're not going into or that you're not going to be using on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Zeh kol bichlal kavod Shabbos." All of these activities that we mentioned over here are included in kavod Shabbos. V'yadam b'dayto kilu yavo elav his achsein melech boss of adam. And one should imagine in cleaning up your house that if you were to have the president of the United States come to your house, if you're going to have a king, an earthly king, come to your house, what type of preparations would you do to greet the earthly king? So how much more so? Kama mechaber abayis u'matzi amitos u'koshe king Shabbos malkusa. How much more so do you have to do this for the Shabbos malkusa? And he brings this down in the name of the Chayyadim. Very, very poetic and beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Now we go to Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah. U'mehem yilmod kol adam. And from these great Amoraim, all the actions that they did, a person should realize that he's not greater than the Amoraim, certainly, and therefore he also should do menial tasks to prepare for Shabbos. And he says, Mishnah Berurah, hainu afilu hechosh b'yosef. Even the most important person needs to do these things. And he says that this is especially true, u'befrat b'yomim haktzarim, especially in the short winter days. U'mikol shekein shiro shekvar husomach l'shabbos. And certainly when you see it getting closer to Shabbos, shows u'mi'chuyiv lasot b'kokokho. Then you certainly have to make sure that everything is being done to make sure that Shabbos is prepared for and entered into properly. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'arisi anshei ma'isa, I've seen great individuals, gedolei Torah, who are brilliant tamidei chachamim, they themselves would go and sweep the house in the short winter days. Their wives were very busy and they couldn't maybe possibly prepare everything in time for Shabbos, so it wasn't beneath their dignity to go stop their learning and go and help clean up the house for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says this is an obligation, like we brought down in the Bir Halacha from the Rambam. It's a chiyuv for a person to go and do this. The Maishnah, the Ain Lo Mishiyachin. How is it any different than if you don't have anybody else preparing it? Of course you're supposed to do it. Osha Shaliach Ain Lo Pnai. Or that you send somebody to do it, but he's not going to have time to do it. So of course you have to do it. So every individual, no matter how great they are, has to do these things himself. Finally, Sivkot and Hey, the Ramah had mentioned that the person should go and clean his knives, repair his knives on Erev Shabbos. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hey, Ubisifrei, in the Sifrei, in the Brisos on Chumash, he brings down Mas Bichlo Akro. It's based upon an Esmachta to this Pasuk, V'yodato ki Shalom O'Halecha. And you will know that in your house there will be peace. This is a reference, he says, Zu Hashchosas Hasakin. This is the sharpening of the knives in the house on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Because, Ki Imkeo Hasakin, if the knife was dull, Yuchal Lovel Lefomim Lide Ketoto Chas V'Shalom. Because you could Chas V'Shalom get upset, hey, I can't cut this steak, this knife is dull, why don't you prepare the knives? And this could lead to Rechmona Litzlan to Machlokas and fighting. So, there was this custom that you should know that your house should be in pieces to go and take care and prepare the knives that they're sharp, that there shouldn't be any chas v'shalom machlokas. And the Ber Etev in Oz Gimel, he brings down another reason. He says that this custom of sharpening the knives is based upon the pasuk v'hechinu ace asher yavu. He says the word ace is from a lashon of le'itim ulmazmeros, dealing with sharp implements over here. So he says this word ace, v'hechinu ace, you should prepare your knives, your sharp implements. Now, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Yarbe bebosu v'yayin u'migdonos kifi yecholto. Every person should have on Shabbos prepared to his abilities, his financial abilities, and his taste abilities, bosu and yayin, and all sorts of delicacies. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says, we've already learned this. Ayin la'el b'simin reish ben beiz, shomivor kol ha'protim azeh. We've discussed already there all the details. Dishah foot number 22 reminds us of what that is, and he brings down the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Shetzorich La'aneg Es HaShabbos B'dogim Gedolim. A person should go and prepare for the Shabbos with large fish, V'Rosh HaShumim, the heads of garlic, V'Sav Shol Shotardin, and various types of beets. And he explains over there, Shezayo HaMaychol HaNechshav B'Zmaneya, because these were considered the important foods. Those were the delicacies of that time. And the same thing today. Every place according to its own delicacies. So in your area, if steak is considered a delicacy, so have steak on Shabbos. If your area, other types of foods are considered delicacies, pheasant on the glass, so have pheasant on the glass on Shabbos. Whatever is considered the biggest delicacy, that's what you should try to have on your Shabbos table if you can afford it. And he adds, and he uses that to explain over here that the Mechaber said you should have lots of meat, wine, and delicacies. The Mechaber over here is just telling us in his days what was the custom for most people to have wine and meat and other delicacies. However, he does point out, and he says that the ikar eating on Shabbos at the Shol Shosuda should be a bread-containing meal. There should be always bread at the meal, even more so important than the other delicacies that you're going to have. He says, is there an actual chiyuv to have wine or to eat meat on Shabbos? So he brings down from the Shachan Yeridea. No, there actually is not a chiyuv. Again, every person should go and take things that he especially likes. So there is no chiyuv specifically to have basar or yayin according to this, but a person should have delicacies to the best of his ability. That concludes Simen Reish Nun. Now we will start Simen Reish Nun Aleph, which deals with what type of malacha are you not supposed to do when it gets closer to Shabbos from Mincha Ulamala. We'll see in a moment whether it means Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana. So the Mechaber starts off at Sif Aleph. Osim malacha be'erev Shabbos min Mincha Ulamala. If a person goes and does work on Erev Shabbos from the Mincha time and onwards, either Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana, which we'll explain in a second, he will not get any benefit from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that even if he looks like he made $100 here, he'll end up losing $100 someplace else. Now, does this mean Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana? So he brings down Yesh Mefarshim. This is brought down by the Torah in the name of the Mordechai, in the name of the Rabbeinu Meir, that this means Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day in our idealized day. That would be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. This would be from 12:30 and onwards, half an hour after noon. And the Yesh Mefarshim, he brings this down the name of Rashi, based upon the Girsa and the Gemara from the Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, that Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Mincha Ketana. They were talking here about Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the Shkia, and as Mishnah Berurah will point out, this is all talking about Shol Zmanio. So in our idealized day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., this would be from 3:30 p.m. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. He says, Ufrak mat yashari. When we said don't do work, we're not talking about business. You are allowed to do business during this period of time. He brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham. However, Mikomoko, Mashma Meagmara, however, the Gemara certainly says, Dizman Skiras Hachanuyos, who called them Zman Hadlokas Haneros. But you should make sure to close up your shops, to close up work, before the time that Hadlokas Haneros occurs. And he says, Ayin the Bir Halacha, Olakam, and Simon Reish Nun Vav, B'Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, all these additional dinim. We'll just look quickly over here in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaschal, Osim Halacha, he says, V'Isur Nami Is Bazeh. There is an actual Isser over here. Rak Sheinu Chomir Isser, Kishari Isseri Shvus, Shoyachai Valzeh Makis Mardus. This din over here of not doing work on Erev Shabbos is an Isser, but it's not as strict as some of the other shvus, some of the other dinam de rabbanon, that you're chayiv to get makas mardus. The rabbis are allowed to hit you, beat you up with malchus. And this is brought down in the name of the Rambam, the Smag, and the Or Zeruah. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis writes, you won't see any simen bracha, meos and malacha, from that work that you're doing. What does that mean? Sha'av shir viach b'mokum zeh. It looks like you made $100 over here. Yasib b'mokum acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that you lose $100 someplace else. You get a flat tire. You have to buy a new tire. And you won't connect the dots. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected the dots. Dirshu foot number 3 brings down, V'afim yasas ha'malacha b'chinam, even if you're doing it without getting compensated. So the Torah writes it's still also to do such work. And the Beis Yosef brings down, Shemalacha muteres min ha'mincha l'mala, that which we said that you're allowed to do work from mincha time and onwards, rak imhu l'kovet Shabbos. The only work that's permissible is work that's being done l'kovet Shabbos, or l'tzorach mitzvah, or for the tzorach of another mitzvah. And ideally, you should do it without being compensated. And this way, you don't have any problems whatsoever. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel writes, Mincha Gedola, what is that? Hainu b'sheish u'mechtza, 6.5 hours into the day. Again, in our idealized day, 12:30 p.m. U'mincha Ketana, what's that? Hainu teisha u'mechtza, 9.5 hours into the day. Again, that's 3:30 p.m. Vasomech ala makilim lo hifsin. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to rely upon the more lenient opinion to work until 3:30 in the afternoon, that's acceptable as well. And he says, Vashos heim zmanios, that we're talking here, we're dividing it up into 12 equal parts, so it shows zmanios, as we've spoken out many times already, not 60-minute hours. V'chol zeh be'osei melech ha'satzman, that's when you're working for yourself. Avol po'al ha'niskar etzel balabayis b'stam, but if you're working for somebody else, and he's paying you a wage, and he's expecting to work as much as you possibly can, so then it's brought down, Yisa b'choshe mishpat, sim and shin lamad aleph, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in choshe mishpat, dizmanu hu somach l'shiyas hachama. That person is allowed to, and is mechuyev to work until close to shiyas hachama. He's being paid to work till then, so he has to work till then. And only he should leave himself enough time, v'rak kidei she'elech l'bei, so he should leave enough time that he exits work in time that he can get to his house, lamalos l'chavis mayim, and to put up some water, litzos l'odok katan, and to cook a small little fish, ulahadlik lois an air, and to light the Shabbos candles. That's how much time he has to leave, but he's still supposed to work up until that time because he's a hired hand. Unless, in lo b'mokum sheish min kavua, lifsok mikodim, unless everybody stops early. If everybody stops 2 hours beforehand, so then that was the assumption that he was hired. Even though he's getting paid a certain amount of money, it's only till 2 hours before Shabbos, 3 hours before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin in the Magen Avraham will be saved for Toshavah Shabbos for further details about this. The issue footnote 5 brings down, what about taking a haircut or shaving on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif? So he says, if it's very pressing for time, nevertheless, l'chatchila, you still are allowed to rely upon this daya that says you can at least take a haircut and shave until Mincha Ketana. That concludes today's shiur.